Greg and Rich and Jennifer and Kenny and who else would you want to have companionship by the light of the silvery moon or the beautiful warmth of the sunshine? We're here all around
the
clock.
That's what I always think.
Yeah.
What else could you want?
Then the four of us.
Yeah.
You could want Roberta Fasanelli, but she's not around.
Breakfast.
You could.
Would be
you don't
nice,
want her today, probably.
Right.
No.
No, probably not. All right. In a matter of moments, we're going to meet a lady who co-founded the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, a lady that's working with a lot of small farmers like me. As most of you know, I am a dairy farmer.
Why didn't they go with foundation instead of coalition?
The Family Food Foundation.
Like
the Farm Food Freedom Foundation. I don't know. We'll ask her in a minute. So you can get your licks on Route 66, Richie.
That's right.
Meanwhile, let's go east to the campus of Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, where they face some serious fines for not reporting things going on that were a little dicey. I noticed it's interesting.
A little dicey.
Well,
yeah.
The president of Yale, I believe, is moving on. And I saw an interview with him. I think Charlie Rose did an interview with him. And he came across as being this smug, arrogant Eastern WASP.
Hey, he's from Yale.
Well, so that's really the reason they don't want to talk about this kind of stuff. Explain the story, Jen, will you?
All right. Well, Yale University is facing a fine of $165,000 from the U.S. Department of Education for what they're calling, quote, serious and numerous Clery Act violations. That means that they've failed to report forcible sex offenses, or as we may call them ourselves, rape, right?
Yeah, rape.
Yeah.
Yep.
So apparently there are four forcible sex offenses in the campus crime statistics for 2001 and 2002, and the university is now being fined $27,500 for each offense, according to this article that I'm reading. Now, you're required, if you're a college, you're required to disclose campus crime data and issue safety alerts, and forcible sex offenses under the Clery Act include rape, fondling, and sexual assault, and Yale did not ruin its reputation, did not report these.
Well, that's the whole point. They cover them up because they think they're better than, or they're above it all, or after all, this is Yale University. We don't have these sorts of things.
Well, if they report these kinds of things, then they won't be above it all.
Well, but they are not above it all, as is obvious by the whole shake here.
But as a woman going to this school, I would rather have a school that's honest and reporting about the types of stuff that I'm going to face on campus instead of ones that are just going to let me be raped and then not tell anybody about it. That's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as a woman going into a campus, you know that this is a real issue. I'd rather have a school be honest about it, even if it does tarnish their reputation a little.
You maybe want that. From your point of view, that doesn't mean that that's what the hierarchy of management thinks ought to be the case. There's a movie or a television show that I just saw recently where this sort of thing goes on, and I think it may have been an episode of Law and Order SVU. Where this sort of thing was going on the campus and the
Isn't
people running.
Isn't it funny how these shows get ahead of these stories sometimes?
Yeah.
I mean, there was that Hawaii Five-O that came out the same week that Ariel Castro was arrested for keeping those girls in his basement. Same storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how they have their fingers on the pulse. Speaking of that, Rich McFadden always has his fingers on the pulse, and he has found that there is a cure or a fix for the homeless who maybe are not
just something to help them out. It's just kind of a neat idea. I saw this the other day, and I just thought it was very cool. A 23-year-old designer, fashion designer, Veronica Scott, has designed a new coat to help homeless people, and it's turning into kind of a high fashion item too. She has a non-profit company which she plans to turn into a for-profit company because she got a $100,000 investment from the Sarah Blakely, the woman who came up with Spanx, that's now a billionaire.
Yeah.
But these coats for the homeless are kind of like those quilt coats, and they fold down to become sleeping bags. And they've given away over 1,000 of them since the beginning of the year. But the neat thing is that she's created this company to make the coats, and the employees are all formerly homeless women who have now been able to, you know, make enough money, get their own place to live, and then they make coats that are then donated to other homeless
people. So
she
go recruit them?
I guess.
I don't know.
She's being known as the crazy coat lady now. But I just think it's a neat entrepreneurial idea how somebody designs something to help and then turns it into a business, and the people that it's intended to help profit from the business.
Sounds like a good episode of Shark Tank.
Yeah,
in fact.
Absolutely. Well, she got the $100,000, so it works.
She's
a winner.
By the way, at Shark Tank, sometimes the people who are winners, when they get down to negotiating the brass tacks of how to do the deal, they still don't get the deal. Because these guys are tough, tough, tough. But that's a good story about people doing good and turning out well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, Richie. Thank you. It's 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Liz Reitzig from the Farm Food Freedom Foundation, or Coalition, whichever you prefer. We'll be talking about that and how it affects you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All right, it's quarter past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you know, most of you, I hope you know, that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. It's a real dairy farm in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. I've created here, I haven't done it by myself by any stretch of the imagination, God love Edgar Pless, who was my best pal, and he really helped me get the place and maybe in many ways set the tone for what we do today at Eastleigh. One of the things that has become more apparent to many of you as you listen to me talk about raw milk and the issues of feeding oneself with local food and quality food, that sort of thing, we find that there are more and more of these groups that are really trying to get involved in helping farmers and people who are going through frustrating events because of government and ignorance and all those things. Maybe this is a sort of a roll-up of all that together. Liz Reitzig is here. She's co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition. Has spent a number of years representing small farms and farmers and you as a consumer at both state and federal levels trying to get fewer restrictions on farmers. So, Liz, I'm glad to have you here. How do you feed your family? You have five young children. How do you find the right food that fits what you believe to be the proper nutritional formula for your children, your family?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to thank you for having me on, and thanks for all you're doing to cover the issues of direct farmer-to-consumer trade.
My pleasure.
I find that I feed my family raw milk because I do feel that it is the best option out there, and I also work directly with the farmer, so I source direct, and I also make sure to get my meat from the same farmers who are producing the high-quality milk.
Why is it that people, do you think, in your experience of going around being vocal about this, that the government, and I say this in it's sort of an all-encompassing way because the state governments are pretty ignorant about this, local boards of health are pretty ignorant, the feds are really hot on this stuff, when in fact, every time they open their mouths, the ignorance just spews out, the inaccuracies, the downright almost illegal, dishonest information that comes across as if this was, you know, the next thing, this is going to cause the plague or something.
So are you asking where do I think that ignorance comes from?
Yeah, that's a good play. Yeah, that'd be a good question. Yeah, I get off on my own hyperbole sometimes because this stuff makes me crazy.
Well, and clearly it's a block. I mean, for millennia, people have been drinking milk directly from the animal without pasteurization, without homogenization, and we've had tremendous success on that. Look at the world, look at the population now, and that's only because we relied on these foods for millennia. But, you know, there was a time early in the 1900s when raw milk in American cities was not clean.
No.
That's now, you know, 150 years old. That's old science. We have modern closed milking machines. We have refrigerated transportation, and we have basic sanitation. So I think that a lot of this mentality comes from that really old science and comes from a time period when milk was being produced in a less than ideal way.
Well, plus the fact that any of the incidents, if you really trace them back, at least incidents that have occurred in our country, all have come as a result of drinking milk that wasn't designed or produced to go directly to the consumer. There are two kinds of raw milk.
One of them is designed
to go to the Suiza Dean conglomerates and that ilk that controls most of the fluid milk supply in the country. They process the milk and get rid of all the impurities, and so the farmer can be more careless, if you will, or less careful. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Whereas people like me, who are selling this stuff by the hundreds of gallons every day to people who come in, we have processed the milk in a very clean environment in a very positive way so that it can't be anything other than nutritious and wonderful. And so the misdeeds, if you will, of government as part of this, and the government in collusion with the big companies that want to put those small farmers out of business, it just becomes a free-for-all. And that brings us around to Vernon Hershberger. And in a moment, if you can stay with us for a few minutes, I'd like you to tell us about the Vernon Hershberger case and the trial that's coming up regarding him and his sale of raw milk. Liz Reitzig is with us from the Farm Food Freedom Coalition on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About this because it's such an abuse of power on the part of the government. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Liz Retzig, who is the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, and as such, she gets involved in cases like Vernon Hershberger's. Explain what this is all about, Liz, will you please, so people can understand the kinds of things that people who are doing this are going through.
Yeah, well, the 30-second version is that Vernon is a farmer in Wisconsin who has been feeding his community, including raw milk and the meats that he produces on his farm, and just going direct to the people who want it. And he has been charged with 4 criminal counts, basically milking a cow, operating a dairy without a license, and a couple other criminal charges. And he, for about 3 years, has been going through the prosecution. And this week, starting on Monday, is his trial.
And so what are they likely to be able to get? These trials have been conducted before, and most of the time the judge throws them out because the state so overzealously and incorrectly goes after these guys, and there's a lot of support for him. So what happens?
Well, I'm actually not aware of any cases where the judge has thrown it out. I'm aware of some cases, some civil cases, where there have been predetermined results, you know, without the trial or anything.
Yeah.
Summary judgments. And there was one case, there was one other criminal case with a jury trial, and that was Alvin Schlangen in Minnesota, and he was acquitted. The hope is that Vernon will be acquitted also.
In the meantime, he's going to need money for his defense, right? There are a lot of, and that's part of what you do at the Farm Freedom Coalition, to get people to not only become aware of these things, but to help farmers like this fellow survive.
Exactly, yes. And, yeah, we're there in support. We organize events around trials. We help get the word out. We help bring awareness to the issues that they're on trial for.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
if we go to your website, and it's farmfoodfreedom.org, farmfoodfreedom.org, what can people find not only about this case but how to help out, and also the general information about consumer food rights that is the basic tone of what you're trying to present to people?
Specifically about this case, we have all the information about the trial, the schedule, and then we've also organized and sponsored an event surrounding the trial to bring speakers in from all around the country who are going through similar situations to educate the public and also to show just how prevalent this is, and bring people together in support. Because I feel very strongly that the more we can all show our support for each other, the more we can stand together, the less we will feel isolated, and the more empowered we'll all be.
Well, we're just being, we're isolated because the government is breaking things up, trying to break up coalitions like this because they want control. And that's in the interest of big business, not in the interest of the locavore farm movement, which this is all about. So again, if you would go to farmfoodfreedom.org to find out more about this case, other cases, and the more effective information about advancing your own consumer food rights, the things that you need to eat and think about to keep yourself healthy. Liz, nice to meet you, and thank you for being here to help our understanding in general and specifically about this. Liz Reitzig is the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition here on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Improving ethanol production efficiencies in concert with new farming technologies means the energy benefits of ethanol continue to grow. In recent research, the U.S. Department of Agriculture determined ethanol's energy balance to be 1.7 to 2.3. That's to say, today's ethanol production yields nearly twice as much energy as it took to create the gallon. Also, ethanol's chemical composition means a more complete, cleaner burn of fuel in vehicle engines. Increasing ethanol use in gasoline is directly leading to cleaner air and fewer toxic tailpipe emissions. In 2011, ethanol use reduced tailpipe CO2 equivalent emissions by 25.3 metric tons, equivalent to the emissions of 4 million vehicles. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 Facts About Ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgranger.com or stop by a branch today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
yourself. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Another conversation marathon, as is Rich and Jennifer. The important stories of the day. Some say the best news nuggets can be found here. Can you believe it? News nuggets. All right, here's a sad story from Seattle. You've heard maybe the story of this fellow who was attempting to dribble a soccer ball to Brazil for charity. He was run over.
Yeah.
As he was only 14 days into his journey, Richard Swanson was 42, Jennifer, struck on Highway 101. Now, I got to tell you something. I wouldn't want to be what I know of the 101.
Dribbling anything.
Dribbling a ball on the 101, man. He was asking for it.
Yeah. Not good.
It seemed to me, if anybody had worked on this, he was trying to promote the One World Football Project. Great idea, bringing people together, that sort of thing. But
what's the first thing you learn as a kid, though, when you're playing?
Don't play on the freeway.
Don't play in the freeway. If your ball kicks out of your yard into the street, stop. Look, you know.
Yeah, but why wouldn't somebody why wouldn't authorities have just say, "Look at you, this is not smart. Go down Route 1."
That just seems like a bad idea. This is so sad.
Yeah. It made no sense at all when I first saw this.
No.
It's 10,000 miles, by the way, that he was going to go, and he had people pledging. He was the World Football Project had donated the blue soccer balls, and so he wanted to make it in time for the 2014 World Cup there.
I just don't think people think these ideas out. Like, it sounds good, and it makes you feel warm and fuzzy, and then you think, is this really the safest thing that I could probably doing?
And major thoroughfares, they scare. I always tell my wife, if you have a breakdown on the road, get out of the car and climb over the barrier to the side.
Get away from the car.
And the other day I was driving down Route 66, which is the major road from the major highway from Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Fast, into man, they speed on that road.
Sure, it's 70 miles an hour. Everybody's doing 65, 70 miles an hour.
Yep.
And this guy had pulled over on the shoulder of the road, which is, you know, 3-4 feet off of where everybody's whizzing by him at 70. And he's leaning down, like kneeling down, looking at his front bumper.
Ah.
So he can't see any of the cars coming behind. And I'm just thinking, oh my.
He's asking for it. Well, the day,
it's
remember,
so dangerous.
The story, we had the video of it, Kenny, when I was driving Meredith back from Florida,
yeah,
first week of April, had a flat tire on Interstate 95, and we got off the road enough so that the I could jack up the car on the pavement, but the rest of the stuff, we had to take a lot of stuff out of the car, get to the tire.
It's just so
and
dangerous.
It was dangerous. My God, listening to it, and it was 95 degrees, and
especially
the speed,
when you have a car jacked up and there's tractor trailer blowing by.
Oh, yeah.
Wind, it'll blow that car right off of the jack if it's not a big car.
Yeah. Yeah. Very dangerous.
Tell my wife, AAA, man. Don't ever try to change a tire yourself. AAA.
Sad thing. And I, you know, me being, I think Meredith had AAA, and we just didn't use it. I was just
not worth my life.
To get it done.
Not worth my life.
That's what it's there for.
I was being a he-man, though, Richie.
I know. See,
they
got to
protect my woman.
They got a nice big truck pulls up with the yellow flashers and let it hit that truck before it hits you.
It is dangerous stuff. What a sad story. All right, another item of interest. Richie loves, we always
this is the coolest story I've seen in a long time.
We buttonhole people, you know, and Richie's buttonhole with beer and pubs.
Well, we had the story earlier about the new nonprofit business that was taking coats and making coats for the homeless that could turn into sleeping bags, and it's turned into a business that actually hires the homeless to make the coats. Well, this is kind of along that same lines. There's an Oregon Public House. It's a new microbrewery outside of Portland.
Brewery.
And they have just opened for their soft launch, and their idea is for every pint you buy, we donate a little bit to your favorite charity, and you can actually pick the charity. So their motto is, have a pint, change the world. And he basically took donations and helped get fundraising to open this place. So it took 3 years to fund and construct to the point to where it's open. But he's opened it debt-free.
Uh-huh.
So now what happens is you go in and you they've only been open for a few hours at the point where they talk to anybody. But they have 8 local organizations that they give money to, and he says for every pint that you buy, about $1 goes to the charity, and when you pay your bill, you get to check off which charity it
goes
to.
So they have like an approved list, and then you can pick the one you want.
Yeah. So let me see. Here are some of the charities here. They have Friends of the Children, local organization serving vulnerable children, Friends of Trees, a green space organization, My Music Voice, a music program for marginalized youth, the Neo Fund, locally based micro lending, stuff like that. Compassion First.
Good idea.
But the neat thing here,
good idea,
is that he's hoping it turns into, it's gotten so much national attention that it turns into a business model for people. Now, the one thing I'm not sure about is whether on all purchases that money gets donated to the local charities, because they just talk about the pints, $1 for every pint, but they serve food, they have a full menu, the whole thing. So I'm thinking every since they got funding and donations to open the place, that a portion of everything goes to it. But just a neat idea. So you pay all of your expenses, and then a portion of all of the profits, or all of the profits, it doesn't say, goes to the local thing.
That's
so maybe
cool.
This will take off nationally. It's very cool.
It's a great idea, and well told. Richie is such a great storyteller.
Well, when it comes to beer, I'm all over it.
He gets it.
Yeah.
All right, but there's something, and by telling you these stories, by the way, the story background is at DougStefan.com from today's show. We have a whole bracket, usually 4 or 5 things in there every day that are aimed at, in this circumstance, getting you to think about what you can do yourself to help in the community. Sometimes there are other stories. There's some pretty silly stories in there. I'm going to get to one of them in a matter of moments here. But first, something that also was not silly. A story about veterans coming home and the challenges they face. You know as well as I do that the government is not, and this is not a rant, this is just a factual reality. The government, your government, you pay for it, is not doing what it ought to do, not doing well, if you will, by your friends and mine who put on the uniform, go to serve, come back and get screwed with. That's basically what's going on, and that's why the challenges for the Purple Heart Service Foundation are so daunting. Those veterans that need support need to find a way to get jobs, to have medical attention, and the things that are going on now with all these veterans slipping through cracks, just not an acceptable alternative. So, as you have supported the Purple Heart Service Foundation quite well, frankly, I thought I'd give you an idea to think about, a challenge, if you will, and it's sort of along the lines of what we were just talking about, this pub. Do something in the public interest. Do something in the public good. And here's a way, with just $10 a month, you can contribute to make a really big difference in the lives of a lot of men and women who are not getting the support they need from the government. They will get support from the Purple Heart Service Foundation. And so if you'd like to donate that $10, you can text PURPLE to 20222. That's PURPLE at 20222. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Or you can also visit them online at purpleheartcars.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken and Jennifer and Rich. And I asked Jennifer is following a story. This is a good story, actually. Those who are watching the Powerball and Mega Millions.
I didn't win again, darn it.
$900 billion. Here's this fellow who quietly has won, what, four times?
Four times. And you know what's strange? This is not the only time I've heard these stories where people win multiple lotteries. Yes. I actually had a friend's father who was already a doctor. He won the lottery twice.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's a doctor.
In California, he's already a doctor. Absolutely. Huh. The story at Deck7.com today, though, is this guy in Virginia, Melvin Wilson of Woodbridge. He just won $500,000 in...
$500,000, really?
In a scratch-off. Whoa. That's the thing. Like, I won a dollar in the scratch-off. Back in 2005, he won $1 million in a scratch-off game. I obviously need to buy scratchers in Virginia.
Yeah, they say scratchers are really the way to go.
Yeah. That same year, he won another $500,000. And then in an earlier year, he won $25,000. These are all scratch tickets. He's won a total of $2,025,000.
Wow. Good God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love him.
I know. Don't you want to hang out with that guy?
Well, I talked to somebody. Where was it? I was talking to somebody.
They call him Mr. Lucky, you think?
I guess, yeah.
I was talking to somebody who worked for the lotto board.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's your best odds of winning anything? They said, play the scratchers.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's his trick, is he said that the odds are better with scratchers. He never plays, like, Mega Millions or Powerball.
All right, here's some more food for thought from the Better Business Bureau. Another story at DougSteffen.com. There's a new utility bill scam that's popping up all over the country. Involves an approach to get people to part with their money that's been actually growing in popularity over the past couple of years. Prepaid debit cards. Business Bureau says that scammers are calling people and claiming to work for a local electric company or a gas company. And the caller tells you that you're late on your utility bill and their service will be cut off if you don't pay right away. Then they instruct people to purchase a prepaid debit card to pay the bill and call them back with a card number. And then the thieves drain the value of the card and your bill never gets paid.
Wow.
So you get that scam alert.
These people would only use their brains for good instead of evil, right?
Yeah, right. Well, you mean the people perpetrating. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Imagine what good they could do with the brains that they have. Yeah, exactly. But look out for that scam. Prepaid debit cards to use on your utility bill. Do not do it. 12 before the hour and good day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 518. Pre-tire vehicle or lesser value. Rebate on 6-1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Those ground-in nachos, that embarrassing grape juice, those smelly pet stains. Want to finally ditch that dingy carpet for less? Now's the perfect time with Lumber Liquidators weekend-only flooring deals. For a limited time, get great deals on easy-to-clean hardwood, laminate bamboo, and vinyl flooring. Plus, get special financing. With deals this good, you really clean up. Hurry! Sale's going on now. Visit your local store or LumberLiquidators.com and finally ditch your dingy carpet today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Now on the Doug Good Day program, with all of us together focused on you and your well-being, and added to the group of the regulars is our contributor Tom Kreidler, who contributes. And you know, one of the great things, Rich, about having Tom here, he's actually a contributor who has something to contribute.
Shocking.
Which is a one.
Really?
The problem is that usually, you stand out, but Rich usually fouls this up because he's got his own stuff.
Well, yeah. I let you foul up all of the other contributor segments, so that I feel it's my responsibility to take control and foul
up with Tom. Tom.
Rich owns these foul ups.
That's right. Exactly.
You got to own your foul ups. Tom Kreidler is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the weekend Money Pit radio program, home improvement show that helps you go through all of the things, especially this time of year when we're so eager to get to work on lots of things that are outside that we haven't been able to deal with. So we have some questions from some of you. You can send your questions to Doug at Doug7.com, or you can go to Tom at MoneyPit.com. And they'll get, you've got your 888 number too, right? They can call anytime.
24/7, 888 Money Pit.
All right. Tom answers your questions in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Sizzling hot days and outdoor parties at the pool, on the beach, or in the backyard go hand in hand with perfectly paired cocktails and drinks, sure to quench your thirst this summer. Margaritas, sangria, mojitos, and so much more. Whatever your pleasure and wherever your summer soiree, entertaining should be easy. Just ask the experts how they spend more time mingling and less time mixing. Nationally recognized Tony Abuganim, the modern mixologist, is fresh from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America 70th Annual Convention and Exposition in Orlando, Florida.
When it comes to creating fresh beverages, it's important to remember your drink is only as good as its ingredients. Reach for fresh seasonal fruits, watermelon, strawberries, blueberries, and always fresh squeezed citrus juice. Pull out the punch bowl. And finally, arm yourself with a good, quality set of bar tools that will make everything easier and much more fun.
For more information, visit WSWAconvention.org. I'm Dan Marin.
All right, so Tom, I'm always interested to find out not only what these people are asking, but where they are.
Yeah.
Here's Barbara in New York who heard that the pattern of crack in a building's wall can hint to whether it's from normal shift or serious structural damage. She's got a crack, and she's trying to figure out whether or not to be concerned. So what's the right question she ought to be asking herself?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's anything that I would definitely call a normal shift. I would say that minor cracking, like hairline cracking in concrete and concrete block, is very typical. When you see these walls start to open up, where you can, you know, see maybe a 16th to an eighth of an inch, and maybe even if they're active, that's even worse, where you're pretty sure that last year it was a hairline and now it's an eighth of an inch, you know, that's very troubling. But if you do have cracks, especially in a basement wall, they almost always have to do with water control outside the house. So if your soil is really flat, if your gutters are dumping a lot of water near a corner of a building, for example, I've seen just a disconnected downspout so flood the corner of a building that that corner actually drops. Because if you think about it, you know, when it rains, there's a reason you sink into the soil, because the soil does not hold the same weight. So when that soil around your house gets really wet, the building's going to drop as well. It can also happen that if the soil is super wet, it freezes and expands, and I've seen horizontal cracks become so bad that basement walls have collapsed inward as a result. So if you see cracks, try to figure out what's wrong with your drainage.
All right. Drainage is the question, Barbara, or the question you need to be asking yourself is how good is the drainage around that home. Ben's in Texas. He has a six-year-old central air conditioning system. He finds the front room of his house warmer than the rest of the home. What's the problem?
An imbalance, obviously, in the system, Ben. Now, it's typical that certain sides of the house need more cooling than others, especially the south and the west sides. What you can do is try to increase the return air on those sides of the house. The more air you pull back from those rooms, the cooler they will become.
Really?
Yep.
All right. See, that's what I like about Tom. Always has solutions. And I'm being facetious here. One of the reasons I like him on is because he's very solution-oriented. Mindy is in Virginia. She's trying to go all natural, looking for some attractive plants to put on her deck that will repel mosquitoes.
Well, you know, we listen to citronella candles. I mean, we enjoy citronella candles. You can actually grow the same citronella in flower pots. It's actually called West Indian lemongrass. It's a nice-looking plant.
I heard it marijuana, looks like and I'm not being facetious. Marijuana plants.
I have no experience with that. I'm denying all experience with that.
Okay. No experience. Exactly.
None whatsoever.
None.
Now, citronella, tall grass called West Indian lemongrass will keep those mosquitoes away.
What's the expression? A tall, cool. What's the expression for a man or woman has the long legs? Tall, cool.
Drink of water.
Drink of water.
Oh, yeah. Tall, cool.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, hosted by Tom Kreitler and Leslie. Check it out at moneypit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.